Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 7, 1806. Lewis back on the plains of the Missouri. Lewis is still using his new style of writing, which consists of an azimuth reading, short description of the route, and very little botanical or zoological information. He apparently is concentrating on directions and the lay of the land. Clark is planning to send part of his party to the Three Forks with supplies for Lewis. Clark will then proceed to the Yellowstone River. Lewis writes,
"Set out at 7 a.m., north 75 degrees, east 6 miles. The road through a beautiful plain. North 6 miles, past the main creek. North 15 degrees, east 8 miles, halted to dine at a large beaver dam. Deer remarkably plentiful. North 10 degrees, east 3 miles, through a handsome, narrow plain. North 45 degrees, east 2 miles, passing a ridge between the Columbia and Missouri rivers. North 20 degrees, west 7 miles. Saw some sign of buffalo and encamped on a small run under the mountains. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 7, 1806.
Adding up the mileages today, you get 32 miles. Lewis and party crossed Hardscrabble Creek near its mouth with Alice Creek, then went up Alice Creek, which they also crossed. He and his party then went over the Continental Divide through Lewis and Clark Pass, somewhat misnamed because Clark was never there. Clark keeps the old style for his entry today.
This morning our horses were very much scattered. I sent out men in every direction in search of them. They brought all except 9 by 6 o'clock and informed me that they could not find those 9. I then ordered 6 men to take horses and go different directions and at a greater distance. Those men all returned by 10 a.m. and informed me that they had circled in every direction to 6 or 8 miles around the camp and could not see any signs of them. They had reason to believe that the Indians had stolen them in the course of the night and founded their reason on the quality of the horses, all being the most valuable horses we had. At the distance of 16 miles, we arrived at a boiling spring, and actually, blubbers with heat for 20 paces below where it rises. It has every appearance of boiling too hot for a man to endure his hand in it 3 seconds. Passed through a gap of a mountain on the easterly side, which we encamped near some beautiful spring, which falls into Willard's Creek. Captain William Clark, July 7, 1806.
Notice that the captains named the creeks they saw after members of the party, including Seaman the Dog. Many of the names stuck. The hot springs are labeled on Clark's Atlas map Boiling Hot Springs, which cooked meat in 25 minutes. They are known today as Jackson Hot Springs. The temperature was measured in 1974 as 136 degrees Fahrenheit. The party passed over Big Hole Pass and camped near the head of Divide Creek, the upper portion of Willard's Creek. They traveled 25 miles this day. Monday, digging up the cache.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.